Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece on different rendering methods in web development. It's a real alphabet soup out there. SSR, CSR, SSG, ISR. But don't worry, we'll break it all down.
Sounds complex. So what's the core difference between these acronyms?
Essentially, it's about where the heavy lifting happens, the server or the client's browser. It impacts everything from build time to how a page loads for the user. Think of it like choosing between cooking a meal at home, server-side, or ordering takeout, client-side.
Okay, I get that analogy. So traditional server-rendered apps, those are like home-cooked meals, right? Everything's prepared on the spot.
Exactly. The server builds the entire HTML page for every request, which can be time-consuming, but offers a lot of control. It's like a five-star restaurant experience, perfectly tailored, but maybe a little slower.
And client-side rendering, CSR, is takeout? Fast, but maybe not as personalized?
Spot on. The server just sends a bare-bones HTML file, and the client's browser does the rest. Think of frameworks like React. It's quick initially, but can be sluggish if the client's machine isn't powerful. Like fast food, convenient, but not always the best.
So where do SSG and ISR fit into this culinary metaphor?
SSG, or static site generation, is like meal prepping. You prepare everything in advance. The HTML pages are generated during the build process. It's super fast for the user, but not great for dynamic content. Think pre-made salads, ready to go but not customizable.
So, blogs or e-commerce sites where the content doesn't change too often, that would be perfect for SSG.
Exactly. Now, ISR, incremental static regeneration, is a hybrid approach. It's like having some meal-prepped items and a small a la carte menu. Some pages are static, others are generated on demand or updated at intervals. Best of both worlds. Person one, you get it. Think of a buffet where some dishes are ready to go and others are cooked fresh as needed. ISR is ideal for sites with a mix of static and dynamic content.
So how do you choose which rendering method to use? It seems like there are trade-offs with each.
Right, it depends on the project. If you prioritize speed and SEO and have mostly static content, SSG is great. But if you need more dynamic content, SSR is generally a better choice. CSR is good for getting started quickly, but can become a bottleneck as your app grows.
That makes sense. But what about large e-commerce sites with thousands of products? Wouldn't SSG's build times be incredibly long?
That's where ISR shines. You can statically generate some pages and then generate or update others on demand or at set intervals. It balances speed and dynamic content effectively. It's like a restaurant with a set menu and daily specials.
Got it. So it's really about analyzing the project's needs and choosing the best tool for the job. And with that being said, thanks for listening to us ramble about this. Bye.